to be without love. Too much time. I got too much time. I got too much time. Too much time to be without love. In my life I got a deep devotion. Wide as the sky, deep as the ocean. Every wall that's waves make me cry. Every bird that goes by gets me high. Sometime when it's late and I'm a little hungry, I'll heat up some old stale beans, open up a can of sardines, eat crackers and dream about somebody to cook for me.
Too much time.
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 Too much time to be without love. In my life I got a deep devotion. Wide as the sky, deep as the ocean. Every wall that's wings makes me cry. Every bird that goes by gets me high. Too much time.
Too much time.
Too much time.
Too much.
Too much time.
Too much time
to be without love.
Too much time.
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 All right. We just heard a few tracks from Captain Beefheart. We were...
And the Magic Band.
And the Magic Band. We were taking a little break from talking to help DJ Lento recover.
I'm starting to feel better.
Oh, yes.
I think the yerba mate is working.
Shout out to yerba mate.
I feel like I'm slowly reacquiring my physical abilities to talk and breathe and walk.
Your executive functioning is beginning to be restored, just like the power was earlier.
Yeah, but very lento, very, very lento.
Very lento.
Okay.
And we're going to mostly play music rather than talk for the next hour or so. So just to recap, for those of you just tuning in, we are doing a little bit of a best of show today since we are in the new year. Happy New Year. Rather than doing best new music from 2025, we are doing best records that we bought in 2025. So we're playing all vinyls today. Up next, we've got Crumbin, a big favorite of ours.
So one thing to note about this record is that I don't know what's going on with the record industry today, but this is the second record that I buy, and it doesn't fit like in the record player.
Yeah.
The hole was way too small, so I had to do a little operation on it. with a drill. But it went pretty surprisingly well, actually. I just literally used the drill to make it a little bit smoother, mm-hmm. and remove the excess plastic. And that works pretty well. But yeah, we got two records,
engineer
actually.
Engineer over here.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm an engineer. Now I have to only figure out how to flatten records. That's one thing. I have these Blue Cheer records that I love that I got also at that Valencia Live little tent that unfortunately has the first track, and probably my favorite track on that record, has a little bump in it that I didn't realize. And literally it skips like so bad.
Yeah.
And I want to flatten that record so bad. So if you have any recommendation on how to do that, please let me know. Otherwise, I'll have to resort to my engineering abilities.
All right. I still stand to my position. I'm still in need of looking. I'm looking for somebody who's able to flatten records. So please let me know. Hey.
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. We're a little bit late, as always.
As always. DJ Lesta has to put on her pretty face.
Oh, and DJ Lento had to give me a hard time about it as I was doing it.
And I was complaining, as always. But yeah, we're here. This is Freaks to the Front, Radio Valencia. So what happens, if you're confused, is that our last shows reruns automatically until we are in the studio.
So if you are hearing us and you feel like you've heard us before, or you've heard that before, or if you're hearing us and suddenly we cut to, anyway, good morning, everyone. That's why. It's because we run a couple minutes late a lot of the time. We have no reason, really, this morning for our Saturday to have gotten off to such a slow start, but here we are. But we made it.
Yeah, no regrets.
No regrets. And it is Saturday, about 12.06 p.m., I believe. And we're here in the studio on 22nd Street. It's a beautiful, sunny day in the Mission, which is a lovely change to the couple of rainy weeks that we have had. And
it's time for renovations here in the studio. We did a little work last time. Maybe we'll do some more today.
Yeah, we moved some things around. It feels a little better.
And also, I'm reinstating this here. Go check our renovated
revamped
website, radiovalencia.fm, all together, no dots, no dashes, radiovalencia.fm.
And you're listening to Freaks to the Front every Saturday 12 to 2. I'm DJ Lesta,
and this is DJ Lento.
And we're going to start off with some tunes now while we get ourselves settled in the studio. We don't really have much of a theme for today. We're just going to see where our hearts take us.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow, exactly.
And we start with some Excess. It's an album from Automatic.
Beautiful. Let's do it.
This is Automation from Automatic. Since we are in the spirit of automation today, let's automate. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a drill.
We got a drill. We got some music. We got some microphones. We got some mixers.
Auto DJ.
Auto harp.
That's at home.
That's at home. But we do have an auto harp at home.
Anyway, so another automation. I mean, not really an automation. This is very manual. But today we're back with little extra for you. I think we are ready. Yeah.
Woo!
Do it again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, yeah, we got sound effects today. They still don't sound very good, but...
They're not great, but, you know.
They can be fun.
So, we had a song by Automatic, and then we had a song called Automatic by Mild High Club.
You know what? In terms of automation and sound effects, one idea that I had is to bring this new module that I got that is a sampler. And we can actually create sound effects with our own, sampling our own voice.
That would be cool.
And make some crazy sound, like crazy things, yeah.
Wow, so punk.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, let's keep the vibe going. Yeah, I know, I'm late. next song is actually called... Also, Automation. So we started with Automation by Automatic, and then we listened to Automatic by Mild Life. Next song,
Mild Life. Oops.
Yeah, and the next song is Automation by Giorgio Moroder.
And I don't know if we'll be able to make a whole show out of this mini theme, but enjoy it
we'll
while
try.
It lasts.
Yeah, exactly. Is enjoy your segment on automation, and I can talk about AI forever.
Yes, but we probably don't want to.
Okay.
Or at least I don't.
That's okay.
That's okay.
I mean, I don't speak lightly about AI. There's a couple of things I think it's useful, but everything else is pretty much bullshit. Okay. Thank you. That's exactly what I want for this. Anyway. All right, so Giorgio Moroder, for who doesn't know, is an Italo-American dude. He used to have big mustache, and you know, as every Italian, and kind of curly brown hair. He's mostly famous for what's his name? What's her name?
Donna Summer.
You know, I Feel Love. Or, like, he did a lot of songs with her, and that's typical kind of Italo sound. It's almost like a Tarantella disco, but made with a Moog synthesizer. But yeah, I don't know this song. I just picked it up because it's called Automation. So let's see. Let's see what it is about.
Hopefully it goes well.
We'll be right back. was in a carpenter.
I was in a carpenter.
Many years ago.
Definitely expecting a different type of song.
Me too, but that's okay.
That's okay.
That's fun.
That's the beauty of being live. And yeah, so we're trying to decide if we should do a whole episode on automation or not.
I don't really think that we'll be able to find what we're looking enough of what we're looking for, but we've got another couple songs that I think we don't really know that we're going to try out.
Yeah.
While we figure out the rest of our theme for the day, or themes plural. But you know.
Yeah, let's play. So we have three more songs, I would say, with automations, and yeah, then we'll see what happens. I don't know.
That jackpot. Was supposed to be a slot machine, actually.
Yeah, it's a jackpot.
Hello!
Hello! Okay, maybe we... No, we did already...
No, we can't do any more.
An extensive episode on Twin Peaks.
We can't do any more Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
We talk about it too much.
Although we got recently a record.
We did. We got the record that we basically did the show of...
Without having the record
which
yet.
Which was Twin Peaks Season 3.
And it's a special edition, with all the soundtrack and the songs that are at Roadhouse. So, yeah, literally what we played last time.
It's a very cool-looking record, too.
And maybe we can do the B-sides next time, you know.
That could be fun.
There's some stuff we didn't play over there.
But, you know, I feel like people might get tired of Twin Peaks on this show.
I figured,
that
yeah.
That was a weird yawn.
It's pretty accurate, but yeah, I would say let's listen to some music.
I agree.
Let's sit down. Let's figure it out. It's what time is it? 12:30. So we have plenty of time.
We got plenty of time
to turn around this episode. We've been trying since before starting the episode today.
Discussing, arguing.
Yeah.
What should we play? And we clearly didn't come to a consensus because we're making it up as we go along.
But I mean, my philosophy in this case is just like go with the flow, you know?
Yeah.
And actually, there is... So in our renovation of the studio, a few new things popped up. There's a book. There's a kind of a funny tank with some fishes in there. It's kind of like a mermaid world, but made of crystals.
I need to take a closer look at it and understand.
Maybe that could be the next theme or the next vibe.
Let's talk about it.
Crystal ball. Oh, this actually is a cool song.
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves because, you know.
We're running out of time, yeah. Oh my god.
Time to play some music. Time's up.
All right. Let's go. Automatic Lover by The Vibrators and Ty Segall.
Talk about this or that glory.
All right.
Pretty successful hit.
Yeah, pretty successful random
blind
songs.
Yeah, blind choice.
Yeah. And we got one more actually coming up, or two more?
So we actually have one more, but I put another one, and let me explain.
Okay.
So the first coming up is actually by this artist, Dijon, that we recently saw performing at SNL.
Yeah, and he was so cool.
He was
cool.
So good. I literally, you know, there's SNL is always a great artist, but for some reason, sometimes they have some pretty lame, not artists, but lame, poorly put
like,
together
yeah.
Performances.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Another one that I really, actually, we should watch again. Maybe before doing our episode on hip-hop, we should watch again the performance of Travis Scott last year that I was really
You were really, like, blown
impressed.
Away by that. It was really
like,
cool.
This is fucking art. Like, this is what a show should be. And you have to press.
Keep going.
But you have to press better on the buttons. Baby, press. There you go.
So we're gonna play this Dijon
anyway, this
song.
This has to be fade out a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
But Dijon with Automatic, and then after that we have Kraftwerk, which is another like iconic. Automation related band.
Okay.
Because their whole imagery was like, oh, we are robots. And in fact, this song is called The Robots, but it's sick.
Okay.
It's actually pretty cool. One of the few songs that I like by Kraftwerk, because otherwise, it's honestly, I mean, it's 2025. Electronic music has evolved quite a lot. So I think they're still relevant, but they've done their time. At some point, I would like to do another episode just on avant-garde electronic music. Maybe bring my modular.
Maybe
here.
In a week that I can't make it.
Okay.
We'll find out. But let's play some music. We're going to see how much more we can get out of this this theme. But you're listening to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Every Saturday from 12 to 2. And
12 to 2.
I am DJ Lesta.
And this is DJ Lento. And
enjoy.
Next up, we have Dijon.
Check it out. Is it automatic? Or turns it off for me? It's late on the night. I guess you're kind of rushed. I get it that it's been a while. But don't you feel the last degrees? Oh, baby, is it automatic? How could it be so automatic? It's too sweet. So when you say it's time, or really on time, I be. You wanna, just help me like I'm dying with you. Baby, is it automatic? Tell me you did it for me. Suck it. Sometimes I get lost to get real. I hope you know how much I dig it, baby. Love is a dream. But it's out of money, baby. Cause I got a second to you.
This is how we do it.
Check it out. When I begin to wreck a hip hop tune, the crowd reacts immediately.
Thank you.
black belt in karate. Working for the city. She has to discipline her body. Cause she knows that it's demanding to defeat the
Good one, good one. Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots by the Flaming Lips. It's one of my favorite records, actually. I love that record so much.
And also, we thought somebody stole that record.
We couldn't find it. And it was literally just,
it was just
with our records.
Sticky to another record. But yeah, because the guy who was packing our record was actually into a lot of our music. So.
Maybe
he seemed so nice. I still have to follow him on Instagram. but I have his contacts now. I forgot about it. Anyway. Oh, and he had a very funny handle, actually. It was like, I hate a skater name. I don't remember which one, but it's a kind of controversial for a skater.
So, yeah, he was a skater. But anyway, we are, I'm actually finding a lot more, we're finding a lot more songs that are sort of moving our theme along, but still, you know, we were talking about automation, now we've moved to robots. We're going to
talk about computers.
We're going to go on to computers with OK Computer, Paranoid Android, actually, from OK Computer by Radiohead, another good one. And, you know, we're doing a little less of the, a little, you know, fewer of the songs that we don't know, moving on to some songs that we do know. And, yeah, we're having fun with this theme.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, it's always good, you know, we live in a fully automated society, basically, or soon to be.
And I know I mentioned this, I think, in our last show, but the Waymo's getting stuck at the lights when they... When, you know, the lights went out during the power outage was just one of the funniest things that I've seen in a while. It was really, you know, showed the dystopia of that automation, that total automation that we're heading towards. But we do still have, you know, fun music that's about some of this stuff, or that's, you know, just...
I see a kitty cat.
there's a lot of good music that is about this this theme. So let's keep moving. Let's put on some Radiohead. We haven't played Radiohead. Oh, we're not moving on to Radiohead yet?
No, we have the Marías first.
Ah, we have the Marías. So we're going to move on to the Marías and then Radiohead. The Marías song is Vicious Sensitive Robot. And then we're going to be moving on to Paranoid Android from there, and we'll be back. You're listening to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm.
If I need to be true, send my love and I'll send you. Never knock on your door. What do you think you need me for? Tell a lie. You're uptight. Nothing better to do. At least it's something I'm used to.
I'm so